Hi, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan, and this is number 4 of our series on justification by faith. Thank you for joining us today. And we want to say warning to everyone listening, what you're about to hear is not popular with the adversary, it's not popular with religionists, it's not popular with those who have a high opinion of themselves. We're about to give all the glory to God, because justification is through Jesus Christ's faith, not our good works or even our power to believe. And so we hope you'll stay tuned and listen and learn. And we are on the front lines of biblical truth here at Cross and Throne, because we're here to proclaim God's present truth through the Apostle Paul. You can go to our website at crossandthrone.com, and you'll find the greatest translation ever, the Concordant Literal New Testament and the Concordant Commentary. And you can also go down there and download these programs you're listening to for nothing, friends, gratis, freely, no strings attached. Just go and download them, learn from them, pass them on to your friends. Well, we're talking about justification here in this series, and we're using the, well, we're taking, I shouldn't say using, we're getting it from the Paul's letter to the Romans. And so we pray that you would go back and study this letter along with us. I'm a little tired today. You'll have to bear with me. I'm living off coffee grounds. My wife went into a false labor last night as we're expecting our 4th child. And so you can pray for me here a little bit. We are in Paul's letter, Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Paul says, through whom we obtain grace and apostleship. Through who? He says, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember last time we talked about how he was the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection of the dead. Paul had his commission from the risen and ascended Savior. The apostles were chosen by Christ on earth in his humility, but Paul was chosen by Christ from glory, and his message is a counterpart to that kind of calling. The apostles spoke about Jesus Christ, the 12 apostles, that is Christ, Jesus on earth and his glories that followed. But Paul speaks about Christ Jesus, the ascended Christ, and the glories connected with his allotment among the celestials. More of that to come, dear friends. If you don't understand what we're saying, just give it time and you'll learn. Another thing I want you to notice, that Paul says Jesus Christ our Lord. All throughout scriptures, the apostles and believers always address our Savior as Lord. It's always Lord Jesus or Lord Jesus Christ. They never said, hey, Jesus. So many people treat Jesus. You have some of the extreme religionist, Calvinist types who add to the glories of Christ without doing him any favors. And then you have folks like the Jehovah Witnesses who take away from his glories and do him a disfavor. Well, we want to teach concerning God's Son exactly the way the Bible teaches about him. And friends, we need to give him the glory due to his name. We are always to address him as Lord. As a matter of fact, when the Lord Jesus, during the supper that he had with his disciples, John leaned in his bosom, the scripture says, and even though John enjoyed the nearness and the intimacy with our Savior, he still said, he leaned in Jesus' bosom and said, Lord. And friends, we should address him as Lord too. That's his title. He is our Lord and Savior. And then Paul says, through whom this risen and ascended Christ, through whom this glorified Savior, we obtain grace and apostleship. Later on in Romans chapter 15, Paul says, I was made a minister of the nations. You and I did not obtain apostleship. You and I are not apostles. There are no apostles today, friends. The church was built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. One of the qualifications of being an apostle was having seen the Lord personally and physically. Paul saw our Lord. Nobody today has seen the Lord Jesus Christ. If they tell you that, it's either because they had too much cheese before they went to bed and had a weird dream, or they're flat out lying to you in order to get to your pocketbook. Friends, there are no apostles today. The church was built on its foundation, and we are long past the foundation. Apostles get direct revelation from God, dear friends, and direct revelation from the Lord Jesus himself. You and I are not like that, friends. You and I get our teaching from the scriptures that are already completed. So Paul says, through whom we obtain grace and apostleship. And sometimes we have something called the royal we in English, which when we say we really mean I. Well, Paul's referring to himself here when he says, we obtain grace and apostleship. Or we might say, through whom I have obtained this grace to be an apostle. It was grace that put Paul in the position of an apostle. Remember, Paul, at one time, Saul of Tarsus, was the great persecutor. He ravaged the ecclesia in Jerusalem. And so here Paul obtained grace and apostleship. For what reason? Why was Paul an apostle? For faith obedience among all the nations for his name's sake. Now let's look at that. Paul says his apostleship is for faith obedience. I think this is a term that Paul coined himself. And I think it's the opposite of law obedience. The law said, do this and live. It demanded from man that which he could not give. But what we learn in Paul is something called faith obedience. That means it's a message that we hear and we believe it. And that means we obey it. As a matter of fact, if you turn in Romans 10, it talks about those, and I'm turning there with you. In Romans chapter 10, Paul says this, yet how should they be heralding, verse 15 I'm reading, yet how shall they be heralding if ever they should not be commissioned? According as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those bringing the evangel of good. But not all obey the evangel. Now notice this, but not all obey the evangel, for Isaiah is saying, Lord, who believes our tidings? You hear that? To obey the evangel is to believe it. And that doesn't mean we lift not one finger when we're obeying God. The faith obedience has nothing to do here with our actions and law keeping. It has to do with the fact that you and I heard a message and we have believed it. In Romans chapter 6:17, he has a phrase here. In Romans 6:17, Paul says, now thanks be to God that you were past tense slaves of sin. Oh, friends, you're in for a treat when we get to Romans 6. We talk about sanctification. So many people are trying to get victory over sin, but Paul says we already have it. Oh, friends, you're in for a treat then. Wouldn't it be great, friends, to stop being concerned about your sins? Well, we'll talk about that coming up. You don't have to be. Let me put it that way to start. Now, thanks be to God that you were slaves of sin, yet you obey from the heart the type of teaching to which you were given over. They were given over to a type of teaching, and they obeyed it. And we'll see here, when we get there, it has to do with positional truth. So Paul says that he was an apostle, number one, for faith obedience, number two, among all the nations. Now Peter and James, if you read Peter's letter, he addresses those in the dispersion, and James addresses the 12 tribes of Israel. Friends, that's the key to understanding Peter and James. Peter and James are addressing the 12 tribes of Israel. James says to the 12 tribes, and Peter talks to the dispersion. These are Jewish people, my friends. Peter and James are not addressing the body of Christ, and I think if we understand that, it'll eliminate a lot of confusion. Peter calls the people he writes to a holy nation and a royal priesthood. I may have got that reversed. You and I aren't the holy nation or royal priesthood, friends. That's Israel. And God is using them. He was going to use them, and he is going to use them to bring light to the rest of the nations. Right now, Israel has been temporarily put on hold. They've rejected their Messiah, and God is going to us Gentiles, us of the nations, through Paul's ministry. So Paul, number one, his apostleship was for one, faith obedience. The extent of Paul's ministry was among all the nations, not just Israel, like Peter and the 12. And then it says, for his namesake. That's the motive. His namesake. You know, when Paul was chosen to be an apostle, a commissioner, it was for his namesake. God and Jesus Christ are more interested in the ministry than you and I are. As a matter of fact, Paul recognized it's Jesus Christ himself. It is our Lord Jesus who bled. It is our Lord Jesus who died. It is our Lord Jesus who came to save mankind. It was his heart in it. He wanted to do it. He came of his own will. And God sent the Son to be our Savior. And he's the most interested person in all this. And so Paul says he's there for his namesake. In other words, he's representing our Lord Jesus. Because it's our Lord Jesus who loves this message and wants to show the benefits of what he accomplished on Calvary's cross. So number one, Paul's apostleship is for faith obedience. Number two, it's among all the nations. And number three, it's for his namesake, for the name of our Savior's sake. And then it says, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ? That means he's speaking to the Romans here, you also are the called of Jesus Christ. That means they're called to belong to him. And then he goes on to all who are in Rome, beloved by God, called saints. I love that phrase, beloved by God. I like to view it like this. Can you imagine, to speak, and I mean this reverently, if God had a wallet and he was sitting in among the celestial spheres on his throne and the angels came around him, God would pull out his celestial wallet and open up his wallet and show Michael and Gabriel pictures of us. You know, you and I, we have friends. Our friends are those around us, but our beloved ones are our family members. Your son and your daughter and your wife, those are your beloved ones, the ones who are nearest and dearest to you. Well, so too, God has beloved ones. If he were to whip out his wallet, he'd be showing Michael, the archangel, and Gabriel, say, here's my beloved one, here's Dan. And my son Timothy, my engineer, he'd say, here's Timothy, he's my beloved one. These are my nearest and dearest. Friends, what a privilege we have because of Christ. You know, in the Bible, the Lord Jesus is called the Beloved. And you and I are accepted. We are in Christ, friends, and we're beloved because we are in him. So to all who are in Rome, beloved by God, called saints. You and I don't become saints by behaving saintly. We are saints because of what Christ has done. And because we already are saints, we should, and through God's grace, we can behave saintly. And then he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this isn't just Paul saying hello. This is God's present attitude today. It's grace to you and peace. You and I stand in grace, and we enjoy the peace. We have peace with God through his shed blood, and we also can enjoy the peace of God in all of our circumstances. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's God who sent the Son, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ who is our Savior. Friends, what a message we have. Thank you again. I hope you enjoyed this time, and we want to conclude here by saying you can go to the website and get this message and download it for free at crossandthrone.com. Friends, also, if you have any questions or you want to join us for a study, we do travel and visit with people in their homes. We have no churches or highly paid ministers. We're just those who love God, and we love those who love God, and we love the Scriptures, and we want to spend time with you. So give us a call at 847-201-1060. Go to crossandthrone.com. Get the greatest Bible translation on planet Earth, the Concordant Literal New Testament, and you can also order the Concordant Commentary. And we hope you do that, friends. Be students of the Word, because there's nothing more important. You lose a great deal when you trust your preachers instead of searching the Scriptures. And until next time, believe God no matter what the clergy tell you. Have a great day. I gotta run. Well, it started out